All right, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Party Life and Music Radio. I go by the name of DJ Waheed.
And I go by the name of DJ FX.
Yes, it is March 30th, 2021. It is the last day of Women's History Month. Man, so far this month, I mean, we've been having a blast, man. I mean, can you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree, especially with the interview we had last week with Miss Vero G. Great interview. Yes. Loved it.
Yes, Vero G, and we had guest DJ, DJ Gracie Grace, some next level DJs.
That's right.
So definitely give a shout out to her, man. So, but look, man, we're going to get into your mix, and then we're going to come back and try to keep a positive note despite everything that's happening in the world right now, man. So,
oh, we gotta certainly do will.
Something, gotta do something to lift the spirits up of our listeners, man. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
All right, we'll catch you on the other side.
Let's do it.
This is Travis Scott
for 21 Savage.
You're listening to Party Life and Music Radio.
What it do is the baby and we in the mix.
DJ FX. The Spinner Circle. Into Party Life and Music Radio.
You're tuned into Party Life and Music Radio.
We'll be right back. 5'5". She really blows my mind. I can't help but feel I'm in a mess. I've got this real good feeling. My body sure is willing. Well, it's all for you, nobody else. No job, it's life. Come let me make sweet love to you. I'm telling you now with your sexy self. What is this thing you do?
It's your East Side partner, Big Snoopy Dio. Turf like D-Lo, catch me on your TiVo. Yeah. Long Beach with me, the city and the turf chump. Get turf stumped with the turf pump. I'm geeked up, I'm on my tip. Turn it up, what you here for? I'm going all in, that's what I do. My little jerky, what's up with you? Little rapping, tapping out. I'm almost 20 in, you rapping about? My built up. The homies going big, I'm all in the club.
Bro, man.
20. You see a G, you better know the deal. You see the colors, fool, I'm in the streets for real. I'm gigging on these, do them like dominoes. I slam them on their back and tell them bombing up.
I was chilling right around my way, 21st east side of the beach. This little fool ran up on me, popping off with his homies like he was a straight G. Asking where I'm from while he running up. Gang bang my set on every one of them. Some things, son, they just don't change. Fools don't respect nothing but to gang bang. What's seen is what's saw, dog, is the law. I had you suckers running like a marathon. Lil G's trying to creep on the east. What it talking about? They gon' get my chain and they gon' leave with it. But they don't know. Once they get close, that's tic-tac-toe. Three little G's laid on the floor. Yeah, this happened yesterday. On the west they spray. I heard a S.A. say, he said,
if I thought you won't believe what I saw. I saw these pack of guys and they act real hard.
And what they do?
They twist their fingers, say, you know who we are. He said, I don't give a f*** in Snoop Doggy Dog.
Uh-huh.
They keep talking and it went too far. So Snoopy, he went straight to the trunk of his car.
And what'd he get?
He got his gun and they start running hard. He started firing and then hearing 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 and then hearing.
This is Travis Scott
for 21-7.
You're listening to Party Life and Music Radio.
What it do is the baby, we in the mix.
Yo, man, great job on the mix, my brother. Great job, man. I appreciate that, man. Definitely, man, got people in that party vibe, man. At least, you know, for the time being, we can try to forget what's going on, but unfortunately, we can't, you know?
Yeah, I mean, as you already know, and in the news, what's been going on, the shootings that's been taking place, and we still have people from the riots from all the way from January 6th still getting arrested, so... It's a lot. Right.
That's good news. At least there's some positivity out there, man. But unfortunately, last week,
yep.
In Colorado, man, I mean, damn. How many people got killed? I mean, it was just
From what I've seen, 10 people, and I know one was a cop, and the cop that got killed was actually one of the good ones. I mean, he's one of the ones that actually he likes to watch out for the community. It doesn't matter about skin color, nothing like that. He was just that type of person. So, unfortunately, he was one that got killed. So, yeah, it was 10.
Yeah, and the suspect, 21 years of age, man. Ahmad Aliwi Alyssa, I think that's how I pronounced the last two names of his names, man. I mean, I don't know if he had a reason from going in there and just shooting people at random. I mean, the thing about the victims, man, I mean, these people were just going to the store.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gotten to the point now where it's like, you know, it doesn't matter where you go. And it's like you have to, like, watch over your shoulder now. You know, you don't know if you're going to a Walmart or a supermarket or whatever the case is. And some may be thinking, like, yo, is somebody going to come in and just act a fool? Is somebody going to come in and just start blazing the place for whatever reason or whatever situation it may be? I mean, just like, back in Atlanta, you had those victims in those three spas. It's like, okay, just go in a spa.
Oh, we're going to talk about that in a hot second, man. But the good thing about that shooting in Boulder, Colorado, man, I mean, you're talking about, and just in Colorado, it's like number 26 on the safest cities list. And you think, you know, area like that, suburbs in the middle of, I don't want to say middle of nowhere, but it's not really what you call an urban environment. And that took place.
Yeah. Yeah. And you would think, and, you know, this may be a side note, but you would think that in a state where it was one of the first to actually legalize marijuana, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would think like things would kind of calm down. But from what I've been seeing, and I kind of did a little research and some of the shootings that's been taking place in Colorado, and it seems like we've had an average of what, maybe one shooting every few years from what I've been seeing. So we talking about, like, of course, the shooting this year, and I think the last shooting that took place, I think, was like in what, 2019, and then it was one before that, 2017, 2016, something like that. So they, for some reason, you just got those that just decide they just want to, you know what, I feel a certain way, and I'm just want to start killing people. I just want to shoot people.
Yeah, man, and when we're talking about the shooting that took places at those massage parlors in Atlanta, man, the thing that is getting people really upset is the media and the way they covered it. Because right now, they're not really talking about the shooter.
No,
I mean, the cop had the nerve to say that this fool was having a bad day.
Oh, please.
I mean...
Please.
I saw that. I could count how many bad days I didn't have on several calendars over the years.
Right.
And not once had I ever, you know, went into the office and just started, you know, going postal on people.
Right.
I'm not saying I haven't thought about it. I'm just saying I just never done it, you know?
Yeah, that's I don't even know why the cop would even come out and say something like that. So, okay, so we're equating a bad day to going out to a random place and just start shooting. So, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure you got some who, you know, they like their gun, they go to a shooting range, or they like balling, whatever the case is. You know, if you have a bad day, if you box, you go in boxing, like us. If we have a bad day, we hit the turntables. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but other than that, it's like, okay, you decide I'm going to take a gun, I'm going to go shoot some people. And in the end, oh, well, he was having a bad day. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, really?
Yeah, I mean, he went from one place to the next, and he was just having a bad day.
Yeah.
I mean, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, for real. That is, you know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here with that, man, because had it been you or I that would have done that, man, our name, pictures would be all over the news media for the world to see, not once, but several times over. And they will run it and keep looping it like a clip. You know, that clip will be looped over and over and over again to a point where it is drilled in people's heads that these are the people that are going around killing these massage workers and killing them because they're Asian. Yeah. And my thing is that I don't condone violence against any group of people, whether your race, ethnicity, religion, your preferred gender in terms of mating people. I don't, you know, that type of violence is inexcusable. Now, of course, and I said this before, if it was a situation where we were protecting ourselves and our loved ones, then the gloves are off, whatever. Yeah. But this is not one of those situations, man. And the thing that really kind of gets me upset is when they say no violence against Asians, which I'm in agreement with, they always want to point the finger at black people, but yet it was not a black person that shot and killed those women. Oh, that's the thing that it gets me with mainstream media, because I'll say it again, I don't condone the violence against anybody. I don't care who you are. But when that situation or that narrative is turned around to make it somebody who looks like you or I myself, then it becomes a situation where, okay, I see where you're going with this. And why is that? I mean, I can, you know, sit here and come up with thousands of reasons why, but that's not the point. The point is that if somebody is committing a crime against any group of people, whether it be race, gender, whatever the case may be, religion, it doesn't matter. you know, that person should be held accountable. Why is it that we're still not hearing about the shooter's name in the news?
It could be anybody's guess. It really could be anybody's guess. And just going back to your point of what you said, if it was one of us, like you said, our name would be up there. It'd be plastered. It'd be there. You know, you'd have anniversaries, you know, with the horrendous act of such and such person. You know, it could be like, if you had a name, probably like, okay, Andre Jenkins or something like that, right? You know, mm-hmm. So it's mind-boggling how, yeah, the media is always going to look for one of us to mm-hmm. kind of like be that face that everybody wants to look at and hate or dislike or be disappointed in. So, you know, so my thing is, I'll say it like this. I know Denzel Washington said it best in one of his videos, and you can kind of like find it on YouTube or TikTok or whatever. But he mentions how, like, it's gotten to the point of it's not about being correct or being truthful. It's about being first. That's what it's okay. about. So you have the media. That's all they care about is being first. They don't care about it being accurate. Right. Because even with Fox News, how who's that? Sean Hannity. He was even saying, like, well, a lot of the information we get, we don't vet the information. We just put it out there because they want to be first. Right.
Well, yeah, that's true. But just, you know, Robert Aaron Long. But yes, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
killed 8 women at the massage parlors. But yeah, Robert Aaron Long. We don't forget his name. Robert Aaron Long. I'm going to keep saying it too. Everybody remembers his name.
Yeah. And it needs to be remembered. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, man. So, I mean, but otherwise, man, the good thing that's going on in the news, man, I saw that little article that you printed. I wouldn't say little, about the woman who is getting divorced from her husband, who's a detective.
Yeah,
she was one of the people who stormed the Capitol. I thought that was hilarious, man.
She was stepping out on her husband. So that's what makes it so funny. She was stepping out on her husband, decided, like, you know what? Let's go to the riot on January 6th, right? So she gets caught, and you know, the guy that is divorcing her is, I think, a detective. I think it was was it Pennsylvania? I think it was. I forgot just that quick.
Yeah, it's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and I think he was, like, actually working with like FBI. So, you know, so I'm like, really? Like, okay, not only do you go out there and get caught, right? Okay, mm-hmm. So you go out there, you're stepping out on your husband. Right.
Yeah.
You decide to go to the riot. Right. And then now, OK, not only that, you get caught. OK, you get caught. The FBI is looking for you.
Yeah, Jennifer, that was not a smart move.
Right. That's her name. That's right. Jennifer. That's right. That is her name. I think it's Jennifer. Let me see if I can find that article.
Hines. I can spell it. H-E-I-N-L.
Yes.
I don't really know how to pronounce that, but yeah, but Jennifer, you fucked up on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you go. Yep, like you said, Heinle, right? So yeah, I found it up real quick. So here is it. Well, what was one of the many rioters who was captured on camera during the Capitol riots on January 6th by Heinle? But Heinle, I'm sorry, has more problems than just the legal ramifications of her acts that day. She's the wife of Detective Michael Heinle, a Shaler Township police officer who works with the FBI's Pittsburgh Area Violent Crimes Task Force. So not only do you go out and commit a crime, you go mm-hmm. out, step outside your marriage, and after mm-hmm. all is said and done, you're going to get divorced. So it's like, yeah, how dumb yeah,
he's,
can
he's
you
divorcing
be?
Her. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. He's divorcing her. Yes. Yes.
And he told her not to go. I can imagine a conversation at home. Look, I don't want you going down there. Man,
right.
She was hooking up with this other dude. And, mm-hmm. you know, they were trying. She was saying, oh, we try to get a hotel together or transportation, but we didn't stay right. in the same room. But she went anyway and posted up on her social media.
Yes.
Storming the Capitol. Like, mm-hmm. really?
And here's the thing. Now, the name of the guy that she was doing all this with, his name is Kenneth Grayson. So it says right here, Jennifer and the man she had been communicating with on Facebook, Kenneth Grayson, entered the Capitol together, according to the FBI. And also says Grayson, who was wearing a QAnon sweatshirt.
Right,
and you already know who QAnon is. QAnon sweatshirt said he felt the need to kill. And that feeling included current President Joe Biden, according to The Hill. So he had a feeling and thought of killing someone, including our current president. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what we got.
Yeah. Man, I tell you. But look, man, we got a couple minutes, man, before we get into my set, man. And I definitely, you know, we could talk about this. And I'm not saying we're not taking it as a joke because it is very serious. I mean,
very
my
serious.
Thing is when you got people dealing with a lot of mental issues to go inside a supermarket, you know, people just, as I mentioned earlier, just going to the grocery store, people could be there just saying, hey, I'm just want to finish my shift. I got things to do after work. Mm-hmm. And yep, some of those people are not able to go back home. Some people are not able to rejoin their loved ones, man. And it's just really sad that you got to ask the question, what is it going to take to get through to people? But one thing we always know from experience, you don't know what everybody else is dealing with mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, socially. We just don't know what people are dealing with for someone to go ahead and commit and act like that. And I don't want to hear from the media or from law enforcement saying, oh, you're just having a bad day. We as black men have many
bad
days.
And will continue to have
You know, not only us, but everybody too. Everybody has a bad day, but damn it, you don't go around shooting people, killing them, spraying them. I mean, it's, as I said, man, there are many times on the job I thought about it, but I would not go that far to do it.
No.
Or else I wouldn't be sitting here, you know, talking to people right now or getting ready to do this mix I got coming up in mind, you know?
Right. But I will mention this really quick. But like, you know, any cops that are out there that's listening to our show right now, you know, we understand that the job that you do is hard. It's very hard, very hard. I wouldn't want to do it. I know why he wouldn't do it. Anybody that's in the studio wouldn't want to do it. We understand. But I will say this. Anytime you come to a situation where you have that shooting, don't ever, ever, ever say a suspect is having a bad day. That is poor media coverage to ever say that. Don't ever say that. Oh, he's having a bad day. That is not something that we want to hear. But before you go into your set, I do have to ask you this, though. Speaking of bad days, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people have been hearing about this, about what Kirk Franklin has been going, what Kirk Franklin has been doing with him and his son.
Oh,
I got to ask you this before you go into your set. What are your thoughts about that? I'll chime in afterwards, but I want to know, like, do you feel he was wrong or do you?
Nah, he's just being a parent.
Okay.
I mean, let's just keep it a buck. He's just being a parent. I mean, even D.L. Hughley made that joke 20, 21 years ago.
Yeah.
That, you know, Kurt Franklin going to end up cussing in the songs and, you know, things like that because he brings that energy.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say it again. He's a parent. I mean,
if your
child gets on your nerves and you're not going to go off on them and physically, you know, abuse them unless they deserve it. But for the most part, he's just a parent. That's just a conversation that should not have been put on social media. That was
a
real dummy move by his son, in my opinion.
No, I'm gonna take it a step further. That was a bitch move by his son.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for him to do that. That is a bona fide bitch move for you to do that. If you're going to have it out with your dad, that should be something that should be held privately. That should never, ever be put on social media. That should never, ever be aired out in any kind of media at all. That's family business. And I'm like you. I totally agree with Kirk Franklin. I don't, because I know the whole, you know, have the Christian community. It's like, oh, he shouldn't have done it. I'm like, no. When you're a parent, I'm not a parent, so I wouldn't understand, you know, anything at all about that. But when you're a parent, okay, like what he did, and I know he came back and apologized, and everybody was like, no, you don't apologize for that. You're a father. You was trying to have a conversation with your son. Your son decided he wanted to go in a different direction, so you were well within your right to go off the way you did. You are a father and you're supposed to guide your kids. That's what you're supposed to do. If it means you got to curse up a storm to do it, then by all means, go ahead. But I'm like this, Kirk Franklin, I believe in you. You did what you're supposed to do as a parent. What your son did was absolutely wrong. He should have never done that. And as far as I'm concerned, he did that to try to take his father down. That should never, ever be forgiven, ever.
Yeah, I agree. All right, that's right. Well, look, I'm about to get into the set. Set is dedicated to the women for Women's History Month. So
yes,
you're going to hear some music that's going to be one part is going to be inspirational. One part of it is going to be a little hood, whatever you want to call it.
All right.
It's just going to be all different facets in terms of some hip hop and R&B and a little bit of funk. So look, enjoy the mix. And I'll come back with a DJ tip of the week.
Sounds good to me. Let's go.
You're tuned in to Party Life and Music Radio.
DJ Wahi on the
My brothers,
I love you.
I hate to know some of you treat us like Glover. Black car revolt, maybe you can use Discover. Define yourself, do you feel the same way about your mother? Do you overlook our beauty, but you love it on all the others? Hope you teach your daughters all to stay away from suckers like yourself if you don't love yourself. I'm so southern, I was taught to feed a soul with or without hot ovens. Here's a plate, know your hate come from a black man's struggle. We all in the same shape, so I know I fit your puzzle. Either way, we got your back, we only pray you be our muscle. Strength in the times, we all overcome with trouble. Every day we pulling doubles for ourselves and home. My mom and daddy taught me early on, protect your own. We never stop loving you, so turn your love back on. And I pray you feel the same way as that Tupac song. We ain't your hoes or your bitches. Trophies are meant for pimping. Recognize a gift from God. Our way is a birthday or a Christmas to protect our lives. You gonna take it to the limit?
Take it to the limit.
Rib of our rib, do you still feel
the
same?
My sister y'all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take it from our women, why we break my women, do we hate our women? My sister y'all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take it from our women, why we break my women, do we hate our women?
Up in the booth of my V is for vendetta. I flipped the last round to tell you the truth, I got 10 better. I bend letters over till they look like N's. And then offend so many men with them, they look like femmes. I'm a feminine rebel, forever cleverer than yo-ish. Never be level with English, my flow can float shift. Figure out the dosage to administer vaccines. Sickness I invoke and quote, consider the black gene. Cause Black Rock is blacksmith, Miss Gray and I'm back shift. Hulk smash harasser, a for them the most passionate. Fashion plate, magistrate, fascinating lady. Grab your Vaseline and emasculate your manhood. Possibly Dan could dismantle all your posse, turn them pieces with tan hood. Don't push me out on land good. Loggable to fly up off the handle like a pan would and swish hit Mrs. Woods.
Salt rivers flowing out my eyeballs. Pierced side, broke legs, bearing my cross. The old heads told me life wasn't a game, but mine steady feeling like pinball, dodgeball. Chasing freedom, establish a kingdom. Chasing freedom. Establish a kingdom and chasing freedom, establish a kingdom and chasing freedom, establish
the intro mean in the beginning. So I got the microphone 1212, here I go again, ready to do damage, but just a little bit slower to let you know where you get from the end to the intro mean in the beginning. So I got the microphone 1212, here I go again, ready to do damage, but just a little bit slower to let you know where you get from the end to the intro mean in the beginning. Play dumb and got done. Yeah, you played the high stakes and got fake. Try to be icy,
frozen and wound up, can't translate. Meaning I broke them down to the least common denominator. Not afraid of a sucker, cause I drop them like a hot potato. What later? If you still feel you wanna be your instigator, dance, cross the fade. Why? Cause no one is crazy.
I be that chick with the hits and I'm hitting it. I be that chick with the lyrics and I'm spitting it. Microphones, I'm definitely ripping it. So come, come, come up and get now. It's like bang to the bang to the bang to the bang to the bang.
You're tuned in to Party Life and Music
Cash
Radio.
Cash rules everything around me, cream. I got old money, I'm getting new money. I just walked out, I'm running through money. You see, he be giving me all this green money. I guess I did a good job when I blew money. I don't discriminate, I don't care who money. Never the subliminals, I'm talking about you money. You think you pop cause he spent sales and the beers on it. I got that box, make him wait 6 years on it. Yeah, it's that good, the girl's so cold. I'm Queen Elsa, baby, everything all froze. He call it ice cream, he gon' need a whole bowl. You eat all your hot fudge, I might think it's snow cone.
I made you believe it, you're so in your feelings. You claim that you need it, I will make you wait for it. If I give it to you, you better deliver. Just stick to the scripture. Are you ready, boy?
Baby, 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 baby
I'm hitting switches like Eric on the solo creek for your G. It's the BRAT.
Putting a dip in your hip from right to left.
It's that ghetto ass bitch and I'm so, so deaf.
Nigga, that's my clique.
Nigga, that's who I rose with. And we kick nothing but the fat shit.
Them calls me the funkified, funkalistic, vocalistic with the real shit. We got the shit you can't fuck with. Because we're so funkified. We make it move from side to side.
Well, it's the TH, the ETTO, nigga, bruh, and JD. Coming like that, big baby. So lay back and listen as I catch up on my pimping and freak this duet just like Ashford and Simpson. Cause I'm
Cristal with these real ones. From east to west coast, spread love, son. And while you keep talking, wish we count bank funds. I got no time for fake ones. Just sip some Cristal with these real ones. From east to west coast, spread love, son. And while you keep talking, wish we count bank funds. I got no time for fake ones. Just sip some Cristal with these real ones. From east to west coast, spread love, son. And while you keep talking, wish we count bank funds.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm Mama, Miss Havana. Usually rock the Prada, sometimes Gabbana. Sticky for your creamy and your riches. Jaja Kabor, Demi Moore, Prince Diane, and all them rich misses. Puff Daddy pumped the Hummer for the summer. I follow in the E-class with the goddess. 96 model, bad click on a stroll.
Tell them how we go.
Cruise control, nothing make a woman feel better than Berettas and Amarettas, but the leathers and mad cheddars. Chilling in the biz with my amigos. Trying to stick a brother for his peso. If it say so, then I'm the same chick that you wanna get with. And lick me where it's hot. Gotta hit the spot. If not, don't test the poom poom. 90-90, Panani Donnie.
Yeah.
DJ Wahi. Wahi, get down, get down.
B-boy, I've been looking for you since a quarter past. Hot peas and butter, baby, come and get your supper. Before I make you suffer, that's when you had enough of.
Yeah.
Can I get hot when you hit the jackpot? Surely I can if you the man. I get loose and produce large amounts of juice. Can you get used to that or do you need a boost of energy to enter me and get it on? You're getting warm, I can feel you getting closer. Now baby, down this mimosa. You better believe it's time to give a toast to the woman of the decade. Too bad to be played. Get vexed and I'm bound to throw shade all over your body. Whose body? Your body. I can rock a party like nobody. Leaving time and take home the loot. Choosy about who I let knock my boot. Now let me take sight. You're loving the light. Life ain't all that unless you're doing it right.
Come on.
Bubbling, laying up with them Colombians. Oh, fuck no, I get dough. Fox Brown, mama. Jig suits from Gabbana. We ballin', nigga, who you callin'? Bye-bye, we be flashing. Sex lastin' all night long and strong. The max to risk, ill nana. Like Benihana steak. The boogie like a fresh pan snake. Italian, Fox Brown, the dawn. Uchiyon, Stalin. Sip Cristal on a Cayman Allen. Got gay niggas ready to switch. Like Bravano, turn them off, nigga, the snitch. Team play of the dawn. For Vettadini, 5 carats on the arm. Jewels be the bomb. The four hotties, total with Foxy, sippin' for Monty. Bad girl of the year, 96 Pandora.
I don't need no one but you.
from rent to sweat this whole room up. Select the set, the tune up, so I could boom up my radio with something for my baby, yo. Streets calling, made me so, what he love is Lady Mo. And since I know it's me, my man come to. Can you play? Who can I run to? And then I want you. Now he be at the door in a few candles lit, so let me get that favor from you.
Baby, you're so fly when I step in the room. And ooh, you got me burning, burning for your boy. It's been a long time I've been calling for you. And who won't you play my favorite song,
Party Life and Music Radio.
I don't want your man, cause I got it like that, but it ain't even gotta be like that. Your man, he be calling me back, he say I'm fine, and a matter of fact, he asked how I do that, that fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want your man.
I understand why you wanna try, make him stay home late at night, but if he wanna go, he'll be gone, no lie. I can't explain how many times I tried, how many times I cried.
Radio DJ Wahi.
Man, that was a lot of fun. A lot of fun putting that set together. I can hear. I pray that everybody enjoyed the mix, man. Especially, I had to close it off with that Mary J. Blige and Chaka Khan piece, man. So nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, gotta do that, man. Yeah. But yo, man, but I'm coming up with the DJ tip of the week, man. And I'm taking my cue from Phil from Digital DJ Tips. And he came up with an acronym to, you know, a lot of DJs suffer from GAS. And it's not what you think. It's gear acquisition syndrome. Yes. And what that looks like is some DJs will acquire the latest and the greatest and the newest and the this. For whatever reason, either to say, I got it, I can afford it, I have it, or they're just saying, okay, I'm going to try it out and then I'm going to make a profit on and sell it. And I said this many times before, if you cannot rock with the gear that you have, now, let me preface by saying this. If you are a beginner and you're just starting out and you're learning to DJ, and that's cool. In terms of when you want to upgrade, it's one thing if you are a professional mobile DJ and you need a backup gear, because FX and I talked about this many times. We got backup gears for many, many reasons, many occasions. Not every gig is going to require me to bring out my turntables. Not every gig is going to require me to bring out my controllers. I mean, it goes both ways. Sometimes you just want to say, let me just have a good backup just in case anything unexpectedly happens. But when you are just acquiring gear just to get it, just to get the gear, just to get it, then that's you know, unless you have a very understanding wife or you're single, most likely. you're going to just keep buying gear, whether it's new, whether it's used, and you got to ask yourself, do you really need this or you just want it? Now, don't get me wrong. If, you know, had the space and the budget, you know, I will probably get every piece of whatever that's out there just so I can say, hey, I got it. I tried it out and play with it. It's like a new toy. But at the same time, especially now we're in a pandemic, yes, things are starting to open up a bit. I know my calendar is starting to get filled up again in terms of doing gigs and events and weddings and things of that nature. But you don't need every single new controller out there. No. You know what I'm saying? No, not at all.
Not at all.
If you're going to acquire any gear, just, you know, only thing I can say is just that do it on an as needed per basis. If you need additional lighting, if you need better quality microphones, if you need subs, if you, little things like that mean a lot, because what's the point of having all this gear when you're spending money on gear and you're not making that money back?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you are making that money back two or three times over, then you're going to turn around and invest in another piece of gear and sell that. And what's the point of having a business where you're supposed to make profit off of what you're using?
Right, right. And it really goes into more upgrade as opposed to getting new stuff. So it's just like, and we've, you know, you and I have talked about this, you know, definitely off air, where it's like, okay, you got turntables, I got turntables. Now, we've seen the Rain 12s, and, you know, they're nice, they're great, they're, you know, great equipment, but I know for me personally, it would make sense to get those, especially if I have turntables already. So, just like you said, it's like, okay, you're trying to get all this equipment, it's like, you know, just like, I'll go back to what Jazzy Jeff said, it's like, okay, you get all this equipment, and like you said, are you making your money back off that investment? Does your crowd even care what equipment that you're using? And see, that's another thing. Because I've seen those rock a crowd on like a little itty-mitty, like MIDI thing, whatever that thing is. I've seen a DJ where he just had like one turntable and one mixer. I've seen that. And rock the crowd. So it's like, oh, well, there you go. So you don't need, really in a lot of ways, you don't really need a full set. And just like you said, every set or every gig doesn't require turntables. In some places, you could get away with a controller, sometimes a really small controller. In others, where it's like, you know, if all they want is just for you to play CDs and just play track after track after track, and they're paying you for that, do that. You know, you don't need a whole bunch of equipment for that. So, yeah, you're right. So think about it more of upgrading as opposed to just buying new equipment. You know, like if something actually breaks down, then okay, now it's time to go ahead and, you know, and push for something new. But if it still works and it's still rocking the crowd, keep pushing. Save yourself some
money. All right. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. All right. Well, look, next week is going to be the first week in April. So we got nothing but mix sets coming up for that week.
Yep.
And we're also going to have a guest DJ. So, yes, we're going to have another guest DJ in the month of April, man. So, we'll definitely tell you who that is. Yeah, tell me who that is next month, man. And this concludes our broadcast of Party Life and Music Radio. Don't forget, Robert Aaron Long is the murderer who killed them women in Georgia and eight women in Georgia. So, when you were talking about stop Asian hate, start with Robert Aaron Long first, and we're going to keep it moving. So, look, I am DJ Waheed.
And I am DJ FX.
You're out, y'all.
Peace. Love each other.
I look too good to be alone. My house clean. My pool warm. Just shake.
Smooth like a new